您现在收听的节目是 Fly with Lily 的英语学习节目，学英语环游世界。我是主播 Lily Wong。 这个节目是要帮助你更好的学习英语，打破自己的局限，并且勇敢的去圆梦。Welcome to this episode of Fly with Lily podcast. 今天呢，我们是讲到这个跟老外一起去吃面的特辑。那今天要讲的是一个非常有趣的现象，就是这个吃虾子不吐虾子皮的这个美国人泰维 David。就是我们发生的一个这样的事情，我们一起吃了一碗这个 seafood rice noodles， 结果我发现他竟然把整个虾子都吞进去了，所以我就觉得很有趣，所以今天我们就聊了这个海鲜米粉里面我们看到了什么样子的菜，然后还有这个他为什么把这个虾子皮吃进去的这件事情。所以来听一下这个原汁原味的对话，那之后呢我们会来听一个解释，最后我会再播放一遍，看看你是不是都听懂了。
And the third one is the seafood rice noodles. So I think there's lots of different kinds of seafood.
Yes.
Yeah, do you remember those?
There was octopus and clams and fish cake, which I also ate. Let's see. What else was there? Oh, there were shrimp.
You didn't even take off the shells.
No, I read somewhere that the shells don't do any harm, and so I decided to try eating the shells once, and I liked that it was crunchy, so I continued eating the shells.
Okay, and then I remember when you were talking about rice noodles, you feel like it's really different than all the other noodles, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they tasted, compared to the other noodles, almost a little bit rough.And I liked that.
好的，一开始我就说 And the third one is the seafood rice noodles. 我就说呢，第三个是海鲜米粉。So I think there's lots of different kinds of seafood. 我就说我想呢，那边好像有很多不一样的海鲜呢。然后我就说 Do you remember those? 你还记得吗？ David 就说 There was octopus, 有章鱼。And clams, 有这个蛤蜊 and fish, 有鱼还有 and fish cake, 还有这个鱼蛋糕，鱼蛋糕是什么？其实就是那种日式的那种鱼板 which I also ate. 为什么他这边又讲说 I also ate? 就是因为我那时候又跟他开了玩笑，我就说我想要吃鱼板，就你把它吃掉，就跟上一集不是、哦、我想要吃馄饨，就他也把我的 wonton 吃掉了。他就想一想 Let's see what else was there. 他就想一想哦，还有什么呢？ What else 就是说还有什么的意思。然后他就说 Oh, there were shrimp. 就是说哦，有两只虾子。所以这边呢，为什么用 were 就是用复数的动词。然后呢我就问到这个问题，我就说 You didn't even take off the shells. 哦，这个 even 就是有强调语气，我说你甚至你竟然都没有Take off 就是指脱下什么东西 ，shells 就是这个壳哦，特别是指这个海鲜的壳。David 就说 ：“No, I read somewhere。”他这个 read 就是过去式，要念成 read。我读到某个地方 that the shells don't do any harm。他说我读到一个地方，就是说这个壳呢，其实不会伤害人体 ，don't do any harm。Do harm 就是说造成什么样的危害。 So I decided to try eating the shells once. 他说呢，我就想说，我就决定呢，我要来试着吃这个壳。哦，因为 David 他有一个哲学，就是 he would try anything once. 他就说呢，他至少都会尝试每一件事情，就是至少一次。嗯，他说and I likedThat it was crunchy. 他说我很喜欢是因为它就是脆脆的。So I continued eating the shells. 他就尝试啊试一试，他就觉得说吃起来脆脆的，所以他可以吞进去。所以我就觉得很有意思，我就说 OK. And then I remember when you were talking about rice noodles. 然后我们就在讲这个米粉这件事情。因为他告诉我说吃起来口感不太一样。You feel like it's really different than all the other noodles, right? 我就继续问他说，哦，你有讲到米粉，而且呢，你感觉呢，好像这个米粉是跟其他的面条不同，对吧？然后 David 就说 ,Yeah,They tasted compared to the other noodles. 他说呢，这个尝起来的味道，这个 taste, tasted, 这个是过去式。Compared, 就是说呢，去跟其他的这个面条比较的话，这个就是比较的单词，需要用 to, 一起来说。To the other noodles, 这个跟其他的面条比起来呢， almost a little bit rough. 它几乎呢，就是还比较有一点粗粗的粗糙的 and I like that 所以我们这次吃面的经验其实是非常好玩就是一直就是好像活在当下一直在感受那些面条以前都只是想要吃饱但是这次为了做这一个特辑呢我们特别的去用心感受每个面条的这个口感就是 texture 所以感觉特别的有意思那我们这边呢就是再听一次英语的对话
And the third one is the seafood rice noodles. So I think there's lots of different kinds of seafood.
Yes.
Yeah, do you still remember those?
There was octopus and clams and fish cake, which I also ate. Let's see. What else was there? Oh, there were shrimp.
You didn't even take off the shells.
No, I read somewhere that the shells don't do any harm, and so I decided to try eating the shells once, and I liked that it was crunchy, so I continued eating the shells.
Okay, and then I remember when you were talking about rice noodles, you feel like it's really different than all the other noodles, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they tasted, compared to the other noodles, almost a little bit rough, mm-hmm. and I liked that.
好的希望呢这一次听完之后你感觉听得比较清楚了那别忘了也希望你们可以就是带自己的老外朋友呢去吃你们家乡的小吃希望可以鼓励你们打开自己的世界也用这样的方式做文化交流特别的有意思那如果你喜欢这个学英语环游世界的播客的话呢别忘了动动你的小指头订阅或者是帮我在这个 Apple Podcast或者是喜马拉雅 APP 上面呢写一个五星的评价这样就会有更多人看到我们学英语环游世界的播客然后踏上他们自己学英语环游世界的旅程我是 Lily 希望你有一个很棒的一天 Have a wonderful day